We're back at Winter Park. We have returned from training camp, and that means we can get back in the film room to further analyze the Vikings. First up, defensive tackle Sharif Floyd. He's entering his second season in 2014. He's had a great training camp and two good preseason games. Let's take a look at the tape and watch what Sharif has going on. What Sharif has going on so far has been very good. Now on this play, here he is lined up at three technique. And what I want you to know pre-snap on this play is he's going to have a one-on-one matchup with the Cardinals right guard. Key to this is the one-on-one matchup, which is created by Arizona double-teaming the nose tackle. Sharif is going to see a lot of this season because we have Linval Joseph, who is a beast and is going to command double teams frequently. That's going to give Sharif a great opportunity to rush the passer in one-on-one situations. So what you're going to see as we roll the tape is great coverage downfield, which is going to be out of the screen, but that's going to give Sharif Floyd an extra count to get to the quarterback. Sharif is going to do that by rushing inside, and it's going to make Carson Palmer feel uncomfortable, and he's going to have to escape the pocket, which takes away his ability to throw the ball downfield. Let's roll the tape. And here you can see right away, Sharif is blocked. At first blush, Sharif is blocked and could be taken out of the play, but Sharif does a great job, quick hands, and sheds away from that block with an inside move. Palmer sees that right here and says he's got to get out of the pocket. He's going to escape over here. And that's fine. He picks up a few yards, but Sharif pressuring the pocket from the middle like this eliminates Palmer's ability to throw the ball down the field. Palmer scrambles for a few and has to go down before Greenway decks him. So this is a great example of pressuring the pocket with your defensive tackles in the middle, which is more disruptive to a passing game than pressuring from the edges. If Sharif can do that for us this season, our pass defense is going to be much improved. Our next play in the film study comes on the next play of the game. Two consecutive pressures on Carson Palmer for Sharif Floyd. This time it's going to come from the other side of the formation. Here you have Sharif lined up at three technique. Now, once again, the Cardinals are going to choose to double team our nose tackle with these two linemen right here. And that's going to set up a one-on-one matchup for our guy, Sharif Floyd. Now, as we roll the tape, you'll notice Sharif does not get there in time for the sack, but he still gets there in time to affect Palmer's throw. You can see Palmer's going to throw the ball here to former Vikings tight end John Carlson, who is open, but Sharif's hit knocks Palmer off balance, forces the incompletion. Now, also key to this play, so often we see defensive linemen, when they're just a second late to get to the quarterback, but they still hit the quarterback, it's an illegal hit, personal foul, 15 yards. Sharif puts a legal hit here on Arizona Cardinals quarterback Carson Palmer right in the chest, which does two things. Forces an incompletion and lets Carson Palmer know that Sharif Floyd's not going away for the day. This was a really good defensive series for Sharif Floyd. The first two plays, he's pressuring Carson Palmer. This play, he's going to make a play against the run. Let's set the play up, though, before we roll the tape. The first two plays, we saw Sharif Floyd with one-on-one matchups because the Cardinals were double-teaming our nose tackle. This play, Sharif Floyd is lined up in the three technique, but he's going to be the one who's double-teamed. Here's the design of the play. Cardinals left guard right here, Cardinals left tackle right here. The left guard is going to chip Sharif and then work his way to the second level to block Chad Greenway out of the play. And then the left tackle is going to finish Sharif off by sealing him out. But Sharif is going to hold up the left guard and not allow him to get to Greenway. As we roll the tape, you'll see this happen right here. So now you have Sharif holding up the left guard and Greenway filling this lane. That's going to force the Arizona Cardinals running back to bounce it outside, which ordinarily would be a good thing if the double team works. Against Sharif, it does not work. We'll go slow motion here, and you'll see Sharif Floyd splits this double team, goes low to make the ankle tackle. Everson Griffin finishes the play off. Now, Everson Griffin gets credited with this tackle in the play-by-play, but Sharif Floyd is the one who made it happen. The last play we're going to look at is Sharif Floyd with a great pass rush move, a spin move, from the outside to the inside that puts pressure on Cardinals quarterback Carson Palmer. Here's the pre-play setup. Sharif Floyd, the three technique, once again, a one-on-one matchup with the left guard, and Floyd takes advantage with an outside-inside spin move. Let's watch it in real time so you can see just how quick it is. In no time, Floyd is in Carson Palmer's face and forces a quick throw. Now, the result of this is a completion, but that's not what is important about the play. What's important about the play is this spin move is something Sharif did not do much of last season. He's doing it this season. That shows that Sharif is improving from his rookie season to his sophomore season. And I think that's the theme of Sharif Floyd's season. Remember, he came to us as a first-round pick, but as an underclassman. 1 year of experience under his belt, I think it's going to make a huge difference for Sharif Floyd in his second season. He is a guy to watch for the Vikings defense in 2014.